Blind and partially sighted people are twice as likely to be inactive than people without sight loss. Together, we want to change this. Now, See Sport Differently is a Sport England-funded initiative from RNIB, the UK's leading sight loss charity, and British Blind Sport, who are a charity dedicated to helping blind and partially sighted people access opportunities in sport and activity. We want to get more people with sight loss feeling the benefits of sport and exercise, whether that's taking part, attending live events, or watching at home. And one of the See Sport Differently supporters is Paul Russell. Paul, thanks very much for joining us today on RNIB Connect Radio. First of all, I believe you were born visually impaired, and you also went to a mainstream school. It was quite challenging at times for you, but sport slowly started to seep into your life.
Yeah, I was born visually impaired, and I was the only disabled person, never mind anyone with any visual impairment, going to school. So there was no adaptations at all, either in the classroom or in PE. So I had to muddle through. That possibly the only sport I was decent at in PE was volleyball. Everything else, I was a bit useless because of my visual impairment, especially with rugby. Because at the time, I had to wear glasses, and I was a bit afraid if someone tackled me, my glasses would break. So I didn't know that. When I left school, I went to the Royal National College of the Blind in Hereford, and I started to do judo and karate in my first year. With judo, it gave me a bit more confidence in myself, and it was the Rugby World Cup at the time, and I thought that maybe I could have enjoyed rugby a tiny bit more, since in judo you learn how to break a fall. So I've often thought whether I could have been good at rugby in the 90s. And it wasn't until the 2000s when I got access to the internet. One of the first things I tried to do was try to find sport, whether it's martial arts or cricket or whatever. I did find something about blind cricket, but the information I found was a bit confusing about what size ball, whether they were throwing it over arm or underarm. So I was a bit confused, and the only blind cricket club I found was a bit difficult to get to, since I had to travel by bus and by train. So I couldn't do any adaptive sports until 2010, when I met someone in Wolverhampton, and he was talking about doing blind cricket tasters. And because I've heard about this blind cricket, and I thought I wanted to try it, I went there and I found out more about blind cricket, and I found I enjoyed playing it more than I did when I was at school, when it was just ordinary cricket, really. And I could actually see the ball. Couldn't hit it, but I could see it. It's a size 3 ball with ball bearings in, so you can hear it when it's rolling on the ground. Even if you're fully blind, you actually know where it is. Unfortunately, I think the ball was making quite a lot of marks on me because I was being hit by it all over the body. I'm a bit surprised I'm not black and blue from being hit by that ball. I was playing blind cricket in Worcester, and we went to a festival in Leicester. At the end of the weekend, some of my teammates were talking about rugby. By the sounds of it, it sounded like blind rugby to me. When I asked, they said, contact this person called Simon from Worcester Warriors Foundation. I did. He said, come to Worcester and try it, and I did. And like with the blind cricket, I found a sport adapted for visually impaired and blind people, and I rather enjoyed it, and basically I've never looked back. I stopped blind cricket because I felt letting the team down a bit, but because some of them were doing the blind rugby as well, I still had teammates.
It sounds like some journey you've been on. What advice would you give to anyone else with sight loss that is maybe hearing this interview and thinking about giving sport a try?
Basically, try to find your local visually impaired or blind team, whether it's cricket, rugby, football or whatever. And if you can get there, just go and try it, because it will certainly surprise you. At the moment, I'm doing walking rugby with my local rugby club. And again, I'm the only disabled person there, but I can do walking rugby. So, you know, just go and try it, and you never know.
Seems to be a real good time for blind sport in general, doesn't it, Paul?
Yeah, because I've discovered that with the blind cricket, you got a couple of national leagues and three development leagues. You've got another kind of rugby called visually impaired rugby, which is more suitable for visually impaired people. So, yeah.
And if anyone is looking to get in touch with a local sports club, is there any contacts you can recommend?
If anyone's living around Hereford and Worcester, you've got the Blind College, which might help with the local sports. If it's in Worcester, you've got the Old Elizabethans Blind Cricket Team, and you can contact Chris Stevenson at the Worcester Warriors Foundation about the blind rugby.
Now, as part of See Sport Differently, RNIB were filming some blind and partially sighted people through various sports, and for the rugby they came along to film you as well. How did that come about? That must have been good fun. And were you pleased with the result?
Yeah, I am actually. One thing I like about the film is that they actually just show you what the different people's fishing is like. With mine, you actually can see I was wearing orange tinted ski goggles because it was very bright and sunny, so that helped me to see where I was going. They could see what I was seeing, which was good fun. They arranged a taxi from taking where I live in Gloucestershire all the way to the Worcester Warriors Six Ways Stadium, and that's a long way. And it was all day they did the film.
Well, listen, Paul, it's been brilliant talking to you. If anyone wants to watch these videos, go to RNIB's website and search for See Sport Differently. You can also find them on YouTube. Search RNIB See Sport Differently. Paul Russell, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Okay, thank you.